All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with some nurses. It's been a while since we've had some nurses, but it's Dark Week, so we're having more nurses. Probably some other things, but there'll definitely be a little more nurses than normal. Which is always good, right? Can't get enough of these crazy nurses, can we? Ah ha ha! It's just as I thought, Yamada. I thought you'd be an obedient little boy and see it my way. That's wonderful. So wonderful. Kurokawa smiles mischievously as she speaks, reducing the pressure on my face and wiping away the excess porridge. With the porridge off of my face, I quickly inhale as much oxygen as I can. Doing so allows me to get a huge whiff of Kurokawa's pussy and makes me worry about the pain in my testicles again. You see, sincerity is important. The joy I feel when it's understood is like nothing else. I see that now. So what exactly is it you want me to do? You can look forward to finding that out this evening. I'll come back again after lights out. What the? The anticlimactic moment seems to generate a new wave of pain in my testicles. Well then, Kurokawa, is it okay for me to ask for treatment? You said you'd do something that'd feel better if I agreed to cooperate. Oh yeah, right. It looks like you made it a point to remember that part of the deal, huh? Kurokawa sighs as if to say she's totally fed up with me. The difference in enthusiasm between now and when she was feeding me porridge is palpable. You promised. I find myself unable to read Kurokawa's expression. While it doesn't feel like she's disgusted in the same way that Tachibana was, she does seem to be thinking hard about something. Kurokawa! Fine. I mean, what do you take me for? Do I look like the kind of person who would break a promise? Well, I guess her Japanese humbleness won out overall. No, of course not. I hurriedly shake my head as she pretends to offer me porridge again. Well, whatever. I'll take care of it for you. As she says that, she takes her left hand and moves it behind her towards my crotch. Well, is this enough? I'll give you a hand job, so you better be thankful. Yeah, yeah. She apathetically grips my cock and begins to move her hand up and down. The feeling of her cold gloves on my cock makes my hips quiver. Sorry, it's okay and all, but could you at least take it a little more seriously? Oh! But you're really feeling it, aren't you? I'll just keep milking your cock like this, so hurry up and ejaculate. Kurokawa's little finger and ring finger form a circle around my cock as she strokes it up and down in a monotonous rhythm. Her laziness is a far cry from how Tachibana behaved, and is incredibly unsatisfying, to be honest. Can't you move a little on your own? This is pretty hard. Yeah, but Kurokawa, you're... If I try to stimulate myself by pushing my hips upward, I'm confident that Kurokawa will spill the porridge again. After hearing my response, Kurokawa sighs as if annoyed and holds my cock a little tighter than before. Hey, don't worry. Just move, okay? Huh? But you told me not to move before.
行きたいって言うからそれでいいよって言ってあげてるのに、何なの山田君。
You said you wanted to move, so I'm giving you permission to do so. Have you had a change of heart, Yamada? No, I'll move! Kurokawa can only mutter in response, and it disturbs me so much that I can't help but panic. Phew! I use the soles of my feet to brace myself on the bed and thrust my hips upward. I can feel my cock getting hotter and hotter in Kurokawa's hand. The heat turns into pleasure and makes my cock grow even bigger. Yeah, phew! Phew! A wet sound accompanies her hand movements. The pre-cum oozing out of the tip makes my cock increasingly slippery and amplifies the pleasure I feel. This sucks. It's absolutely disgusting. Huh? Yeah? Kurokawa mutters something as she firmly grasps my cock. In spite of my groaning in response to the pain, Kurokawa accelerates the speed of her strokes. Kurokawa! Please hurry up and come. Oh, and also, no more requests, okay? This isn't that kind of place. I understand, I'm almost there, so... While the movements remain monotonous, the pressure she's applying to her strokes changes completely. She vigorously works my cock from base to the head, causing the hot pleasure that precedes ejaculation to rapidly swell from within. I'm coming. I think I'm coming. Sorry, guys. I have mosquitoes to deal with. All right. Kurokawa continues stroking my cock in silence. I then let the pleasure explode out of me all at once. Gross, my hand is a sticky mess. Kurokawa quickly loosens her grip on my cock as if displeased by the amount of ejaculate on her. And yet my cock does not stop spewing cum and continues to shoot load after load after load. Isn't that a bit much? I told you to ejaculate, but I didn't tell you to do it all over me. Sorry. Despite my apology, I thrust my hips upward again and spew even more cum. The more I ejaculate, the less pain I feel in my testicles and the more relieved I feel. When all of the cum is finally out of me, Kurokawa sighs as if she's had enough. She then brings her hips down on my face. You're heavy. Why do you think I gave you a hand job just now? What? Your cum is stinky and sticky. I seriously hate it. Kurokawa mutters as she wipes her hand on my body in the sheets. Stop! Please, stop! I really thought we'd get on well, but you're selfish and seriously don't know when to shut up. Why do I always find myself surrounded by such good-for-nothing losers? What did I do to deserve this? I couldn't help but voice my surprise that she, of all people, would say that. Kurokawa's eyes are vacant as she turns her attention to me. Yamada, you do get that I don't really want to provide treatment to you, right?
それでも君は協力してくれるって言うから、それだから嫌なのも我慢してやってあげてるんだよ。
But if you agree to cooperate、
わかってるのかな。
I'll suck it up and do what needs to be done. You understand that, don't you? If you're gonna put it that way...Her guilt trip leaves me feeling sick to my stomach. Well, whatever. Thanks to you, the night shift might actually be interesting for a change. Oh shit. What are you going to do? I'm going to leave, but I'll be back tonight. Kurokawa?I bet he's wishing... I bet he's wishing he could get out of that hospital. Kurokawa says her piece, gets off of me, and promptly leaves the room. The least you could do is tidy up before you go. But I'm all alone in the hospital room with nobody to listen to my plea. She doesn't care, mate.Later that night. Oh, I wonder when time Kurokawa would come. It's already midnight, and I don't know how much longer I can put up with the pain in my testicles. While I'm worried about how she'll go about it, I just want to deal with it now at a time when nothing else is going on. So maybe I should just press the nurse call. I mean, I am a patient after all. Unable to do it with my hands, I stretch my legs in a bid to press the button with my toes.But just as I'm in the process of doing that...
Yamada-kun,
uh-oh. That's the devil. That is Satan herself. Sorry to keep you waiting, Yamada. Or Yamada, rather. He was named after a battleship. And believe me, he's gonna have to be as tough as a battleship.To freaking make it through this torture. What? You surprised me!
ごめんね、遅くなって。でも、ちょうどいいみたいだね。
Sorry it's so late, but it looks like I came at just the right time. Kurokawa looks down at me and grins as I'm grimacing in pain. Oh man. The look on her face makes me seriously regret agreeing to cooperate with her.Shit. Say, Yamada, how long do you plan on lying there? Get up already, we're gonna go for a little walk. A walk? At this hour? Where are we going? It's nighttime in the hospital. Doesn't the change in the atmosphere make it more fun than it is during the day? But hey, get a move on already. Ouch, don't pull me like that. I've absolutely no idea what's going on as Kurokawa drags me along by the arm. What do you think, Yamada? Isn't the hospital quiet this time of night?All I can hear are the sounds of the steps of the all I can hear is the sounds of steps on the linoleum. It's too dark in the hallway to see what's in front of me, and I can easily imagine some kind of monster emerging from the darkness at any moment. Mate, you don't have to imagine a monster. You're in there with a monster. It's a lot more relaxing without all the other people around. I've been really looking forward to enjoying this atmosphere with you. Kurokawa laughs happily and then rubs up against me. A scent reminiscent of shampoo tickles my nose as Kurokawa's big breasts gently hit my arm.While this is a situation that would typically make me happy, I find my anxiety to be increasing exponentially. As it should. Hey, Kurikawa, is this walk the way in which you wanted me to cooperate with you? The devil laughs. Kurikawa's laugh is so maniacal that it makes me want to run and hide. I feel her hand tighten around my arm as she speaks. Yamada, is there anyone in your life that you really can't stand? Huh? Anyone I can't stand? Well, I suppose there is. To be honest, it's her, but I fight back the urge to tell her so. And it would be a death sentence to do that. Just saying. Kurikawa smiles and nods. I see. So there's people in your life you can't stand. I'm no different. In fact, what sucks the most is that I really can't stand any of the people around me. And besides them, I'm stuck with some particularly annoying patients at the moment. I'm sure you can sympathize. Kurikawa's words are intertwined with a disturbing laugh, perhaps because she's talking about the other patients she has to deal with. Take this Ayun bitch, for example. She's apparently some hotshot CEO's wife, but you think she's the Empress of Japan by the way she acts. Even the smallest mistakes are like the end of the world with her. And her eyes are that of a person who's constantly on the lookout for someone to blame. Kurikawa! As she grows increasingly angry over the memory, she unconsciously tightens her grip on my arm. It hurts so much that I feel like I'm crying out, but I'm left with the ominous feeling that Kurikawa is only getting started. And just because she's the wife of a CEO, she insists that I treat her with the respect she deserves. She's supremely selfish and constantly condescending. Oh, Kurikawa! What's so damn special about being the wife of a CEO? If she actually had any real money, she wouldn't be hospitalized at a place like this, now would she, Yamada? I can't argue there. She's gonna kill him. You're right. I just knew we'd see eye to eye. What a relief. I can feel Kurikawa's nails dig into my arm as she gets more and more excited, but I just continue to listen so as not to upset her. I've actually got a bad feeling in the pit of my stomach about this, guys. Something bad is about to happen. We continue walking through the hospital until Kurikawa finally stops in front of a room. Well, here we are, Yamada. Where is here exactly? Kurikawa opens the door and beckons me in. And while I have serious doubts about entering a stranger's hospital room late at night, there's no need to hesitate. Come on in! Kurikawa? Because she invites me in as casually as she might if she were inviting me into her own room, I find myself following her inside. Welcome, Yamada. Look who's fast asleep over there. It's that Yoon bitch I was telling you about. Her face alone is enough to make you sick, right? My suspicions turn out to be true as I ultimately find myself standing in Yoon's room. On the bed that Kurokawa directed my attention to sleeps a woman with a harsh expression on her face. Her faint breaths make me realize that I could easily be accused of trespassing. Kurokawa, we should probably... Alright, Yamada. Let's drown this bitch in your semen. What? She says it with a smile, I can't help but raise my voice. I quickly glance at Yujin to make sure the volume of my voice didn't cause her to stir before lowering my voice to lash out at Kurokawa. I can't possibly do that. I'd be committing a crime for sure. Oh, you're not gonna do it? But I thought you said you were going to cooperate. I wouldn't have agreed if I knew this is what you had in mind. When I hastily reject her, she responds with her usual grin instead of the dissatisfied look I was expecting. Then you leave me no choice, Yamada. The world will soon know all about that little foot fetish of yours. How cowardly can you be? You're calling me a coward? That's rich coming from someone who's going back on their promise. Kurokawa grins while holding the smartphone that captured the embarrassing incident. I want to wrest that smartphone away from her, but my two broken hands make it impossible. And besides, Yamada, it's about time for you to do something about the pain in your testicles, isn't it? Nah, you had this all planned out. Do you have any idea how devious this all is? Kurokawa gently pets my crotch. The chilly pleasure I feel causes me to clench my teeth and pull away from her. Oh, right. What if I do this? What if I were to shout, Yamada, what are you doing here right now? Huh? Then a bunch of people will come running. I'll calmly explain to them that you wandered off into the hospital in search of a hole while I was busy preparing to assist with your ejaculation. That's a lie! Doesn't matter if it's true or not. Who do you think they're more likely to believe, you or me? Kurokawa smiles triumphantly. To be honest, I highly doubt Kurokawa is thought to be all that trustworthy, but at the same time, I really don't want to take any chances. She giggles a little as I clench my teeth. Look on the bright side. This is a bareback banquet, and it's on the house. Sure, she's an old shriveled up cunt, but I'm sure somebody'd be stupid enough to blow 5,000 yen on that stuck up bitch. What are you talking about? By the way, in Japanese terms, that could mean that she's 25, 26, because you know what they say about Christmas cake in Japan. She might be considered, like, pretty hot, according to us, but in Japan, she's really considered a literal shriveled up bitch. I turn my gaze to Yujin as she's lying in her bed. She's probably around 30 years old. Yeah, again, guys. 30 years old is not shriveled up. I'm sorry. and looks pretty good. And if she's the wife of a CEO, she must be doing something right. So, yeah, she's relatively hot, 30-year-old, and I'm sure a lot of you guys will probably be like, I'd hit that, Graham! And you'd be right. You'd be a good man. Or woman. It looks like she's starting to pique your interest. That's the Yamada I know and love. Also, shout out to all the lovely women here that get off on this sadistic shit. You're awesome. You don't know this, but you're awesome. No, it's not like that. I'd never... You don't have to hide it. It's not like there's anything going on between us. Kurokawa turns to me, gently places her hand on my shoulder, and whispers to me. Maybe this will sweeten the deal. This woman is on a powerful sedative and is very unlikely to wake up. Huh? Okay, but... Your testicles must really be hurting, huh? She's just what the doctor ordered in terms of what you need for your treatment. Kurokawa? Kurokawa crouches down and takes off my pants and underwear. My broken arms leave me unable to stop her. Okay. Alright, guys. 30 years old. I'd hit that. That works for me. God, look at her face. Look at his. Oh my God. This is a hell of a scene. But look, that's the face of the devil right there. The devil in waifu form, I'm telling you. Kurokawa, she's quite demonic. Of course she's snoring. I can hear her snore. She appears to be in a very deep sleep. Alright. Let's get this party started. You'll find that her pussy smells a little. It turns out that her personality isn't the only thing that's rotten. Kurokawa steadies me from behind as she draws my cock closer to Yoon. The parts of her body exposed by her open pajamas and the feel of her large, soft breasts immediately prompts a reaction in me. And one in me as well. Nice, Yamada. It's like you've warmed up to the idea. You like older women and foot jobs, so this should be perfect for you. It's not perfect at all. In fact, it's about as far from it as can be. And yet, I can't take my eyes off the body in front of me. I have no idea what kind of illness she was hospitalized for, but her white, smooth skin feels fresh on my fingers when I touch it. Her ample breasts gently move up and down as she breathes in her sleep. There's nothing wrong with this at all. If anything, you're doing her a favor. I can't imagine any guy being happy with a woman with a personality as awful as hers. I'm sure this stuck-up bitch has a hell of a sex drive. That would explain her terrible mood. If left unattended, she'll probably end up riding the first young cock she can find. That's probably not too out of the realm of possibilities, guys. You know what they say about older women and younger men. You're gonna prevent that from happening by appeasing her sexual appetite while she's asleep, and you'll be relieving yourself of testicular pain at the same time. It's a win-win for both of you. Now there is something I want to talk about here briefly. Notice how his hands are bandaged, but not his arms? He said he broke his arms, but his arms appear to be fine. His hands obviously are bandaged and he can't use them. So technically, he couldn't wrest the phone out of her, but he could knock the phone out of her hand. Which would probably lead to worse situation, but I mean, it could happen. But he keeps saying that my arms are broken. His arms are fine. It's the hands that are broken. So that's either a translation error or something like that. But yeah. Oh, I don't know. Kurikawa laughs as she pushes my cock up against her pussy. And not Kurikawa's pussy, Yoon's pussy. We have to, you know, differentiate the pussy here. As expected, she's soft there as well. On top of that, it feels like it's been properly maintained. Just touching her like this makes my groin tingle, as it should. You know that there's no need to hold back, right? The medicine she took totally knocked her out cold. You can do whatever you want with her. She takes me by the wrist and puts my hand cast on her soft breast. The plaster of my cast prevents me from feeling it, but I can imagine how it feels just by the sight of it. Aha, it's almost too soft, isn't it? I guess that's her age showing? Or maybe it's because so many guys have already broken them in already. She moves my wrist to make me massage her boobs. Remember that the body count for a lot of Japanese women, some guys are literally saying it's in the triple digits. That's a lot. That's like a lot. So, yeah. But, back to the game. As they say, the appearance and softness infects my brain. Affects my brain. I don't know why it said infects. This old cunt's breasts are fun too, huh? But I think you'll find that you can have even more fun with her pussy. Gulp, but... Yoon moves her feet a little. As she does, her previously closed slit seems to open a little as if to usher in the cock that's pressed up against it. Look, she clearly wants you to take let's try that one again, guys. Look, she clearly wants you to take advantage of her, Yamada. Show her what a man can do. Kurikawa takes my cock in her hand and forcefully thrusts it into Yoon's pussy. Oh, yeah, yeah. It goes without saying that pussies that aren't wet aren't easy to get into, and my cock seems to get stuck several times on the way in. And yet when I insert it, it's so hot that it causes my hips to tremble and it tightens around my cock to the point where it feels narrow and cramped. This stupid hag is actually getting raped by Yamada. How does it feel, bitch? How does it feel? Damn, that's how you get her back? Really? Alright, you bitch! I'm gonna go find somebody like these bitches are sadistic, I tell you folks. Sadistic! No. Alright. Gulp. Hey, Yamada, she seems to be gagging for it too, Yamada. It's time to show her what a real man can do. Even though I have serious reservations, my urge to ejaculate spurs me on.
んでも腐りかけの方が美味しいって言うからこいつの腐れまんこもいい具合なんじゃない？よかったね。生セックス最高だね。
Some people say that overripe fruit tastes the sweetest. So how's a rotten little cunt? I bet it feels great without a rubber.
さあ、山田くん。社長夫人のマンコに残念なかだし決めようよ。こんな機会でもないと君が一生味わうことのない上級国民マンコなんだから楽しまないと損だよ。
All right, Yamada, go ahead and cream pie the pussy of the big-time CEO's wife. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to come inside of an elite pussy, so don't let it go to waste. Kurokawa laughs happily as she moves my hips from behind me. Somewhere, Captain Planet says, The power is yours! The head of my cock goes in and out as if to pry open a pussy that is still tight and coarse. I also hate adding words to scripts because they're not in scripts. Fix it. Of course, it'll never get fixed, but, you know. The friction and feeling of the mucous membranes tighten around me makes me grimace. Ugh.
こいつもう濡れてきてるよ。どんだけ陰難なんだか。それともそんなに山田くんの若いチンポが気に入ったのかな。まったくこれだからバーバーは。
Wow, she's already wet. How lewd she must be. Or maybe she's just in love with that young cock of yours, Yamada. Man, how much of a slut can you be? Kurokawa mocks her as she continues to move my hips back and forth.The inside of the pussy gets hotter and wetter, and I can hear the sound of water as I move. As I slide in and out of her, I begin to feel pleasure from the smoothness within. Ah!
いいよいいよ、山田くん。その調子でもっとチンポを奥まで突っ込んでいこう。はい、一、二、一、二。
Good, Yamada. Go in even deeper with that cock of yours. Heave ho, heave ho! Ah, 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 ah!Kurokawa continues to thrust my hips deep into her. As she does, Yoon's white, once tight pussy becomes unbelievably loose. It's so soft and such a perfect fit that I find it increasingly hard to endure the pleasure I'm getting from it.
そうそう、その調子だよ。あとはもう自分でできるよね。子供じゃないんだからさ。はい、もっと深く。マンコの奥までズブッと行こう。
Yes, yes, just like that. I think you can take it from here. You're not a child after all. Ah, yes, go even deeper. Go as deep as you can go. When I begin moving my hips on my own, the stimulus from the collision of my cock in the back of her vagina causes pleasurable sensations to shoot across my entire body. I want to feel it even more, so I continue thrusting into her as deep as I can.As I move my hips faster and faster, Yoon's signs keep pace and become increasingly lewd. I can't help but find her furrowed brow to be a bit sexy. Ugh, it's too good. I can't help myself. Her pussy is getting used to my cock and begins to tighten around it in pursuit of pleasure. The crampedness makes the rubbing of my cock against her mucous membranes feel even better.Being balls deep in this first-rate pussy causes a thrilling pleasure to spread from my head to my toes. Oh no! Ugh, if I keep this up, I'll...
おっと、ダメだよ、ナイちゃん。生ハメしてるんだから、生中出ししなきゃ。
I'll... No. No, no, no. You're not pulling out on my watch. You're fucking her raw, so you have to come inside. Ugh!Kurokawa, you're joking, right? Just as I try to pull out, Kurokawa pushes me in even deeper. I can feel the head of my cock hitting the entrance of her uterus. Oh no! I'm gonna come! I'm gonna come! Then come! Come! Scorch your filthy seed into this washed-up cunt, says Satan with a pitchfork in hand. Ah!Kurokawa pushes my waist, causing the head of my cock to hit the entrance of her uterus even harder than before. I feel an intense pleasure erupt from my crotch as my entire body jerks and convulses. Ugh! Wah! I'm coming! I'm coming! I shouldn't be doing this! I shouldn't be coming in someone who's asleep! I feel tremendous pleasure as cum shoots up out of my urethra. The cum oozes into Yoon's uterus, the deepest part of her pussy. You're coming, and Yoon's pussy is drenched with your cum, Yamada! This is also one of the best voice actresses I've heard so far. Is this the first time your cum has been used the way it was intended? Congrats, Yamada! Way to go on that cream pie! It's like I'd give you a high five, but you're kinda all tied up at the moment. Kurokawa seems excited as she claps and cheers me on. At the same time, she holds my hips in place and then moves them, causing my cock to roll around inside of Yoon. Stop it! Stop it already! Uh-oh. She may wake up. Don't wake Debbie! My desperate objection is in vain as a ridiculous amount of cum continues to shoot into Yoon. And then at long last, my ejaculation finally begins to subside. Well now, Yamada, there's much more where that came from, isn't there? You'll have plenty of time to when you're done. Stop it, Kurokawa! I don't want to do this! Kurokawa anticipated that my cock would still be hard. As soon as my ejaculation ends, she's moving my hips again. Yoon's cum-filled pussy also tightens as if to usher in round two. Yeah! My back arches reflexively in response to the incredible pleasure I feel. My cock thrusts even deeper into her, causing the cum from the previous ejaculation to squeeze out of her. This is gold, so gold! Do your best to splooge in her again, Yamada. I want you to impregnate her if possible. I really shouldn't, Kurokawa. This is seriously something I shouldn't be doing. Kurokawa moves my hips even more violently than before. Despite that, Yoon's pushy. Well, I mean, there's a lot of pushing going on right now, but... Yoon's pussy perfectly wraps my cock in incredibly moist pleasure. It also undulates as if to invite me even deeper inside of her. This is... Yoon's brow is deeply furrowed. She is slightly sweaty and her reddish face makes it look like she's really feeling it. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I apologize multiple times but continue to move my hips. Each time the head of my cock hits the entrance of Yoon's uterus, it feels even closer than it did the first time. Her pussy itself feels soft and fluffy, and while it's not tight, it provides a comfortable fit for my cock. I'm so sorry. I'm really, really sorry. Kurokawa bursts into laughter after realizing that I've begun moving on my own. The reason I know that's why she's laughing is because of how she's pointing at me. Despite the fact that she's sleeping, Yoon wraps her legs around me. Well, what's this? Could she possibly have fallen in love with you, Yamada? This is getting better though by the minute. But this just won't do. Yamada's my special friend. You can't have him, but as a consolation, you can certainly have his semen. Kurokawa cackles happily. Look, Yamada, this old cunt is practically gagging for your cum. Give her all she wants. Gulp, 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 gulp. Oh. Kurokawa pushes me deeper and deeper into her. And when she does, the pleasure I feel intensifies. I shouldn't do this. I can't do this. And yet... Ah! My hips seem to have a mind of their own as they continue to thrust as deep into Ayun as I can go. Ayun hugs me harder with her legs as if she's trying to pull me in further. My cock is completely buried inside of her, and it feels as if our bodies have become one. Just then, her pussy clamps down on my cock. Ah, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry! Wow. The devil laughs. As the devil laughs excitedly, the intense pleasure causes me to see white. Nah, I'm coming again! Rather than a simple ejaculation, it feels like cum is being milked out of me as a hot pleasure spreads throughout my entire body. My cock pulsates again and again, shooting load after load of cum into her pussy. Good job, Yamada. You're really unloading into her. Hopefully you're putting a bun in that broke-ass oven of hers. Ah, stop already! Why do I keep coming? Ayun trembles as her pussy tightens even harder around my cock. And at the same time, my cock continues to shoot cum into her. Wow, that's my Yamada for you. It looks like I picked the right man for the job. You can spew cum with the best of them. And look, she's even got goosebumps. She really seems to be enjoying this. I guess she wasn't as sexually frustrated as I suspected. With my movement halted, Ayun's brow seems less furrowed than before. And as Kurokawa implied, her expression does seem somewhat satisfied, and that only serves to diminish my feelings of guilt. Whoops. Seems like the sex lightened her up a bit. You agree, Yamada. Well... But the thought of this complaining cunt being satisfied really annoys me. Huh? I turn back to her, confused by what she just said. But Kurokawa just smiles happily. And that's why, Yamada, you have to fill this pussy so full of cum that it literally begs you to stop. What? It's okay, Yamada. This day is the very reason you were cursed with a sickness that requires you to come. Wait, what? No! Kurokawa ignores my pleas and starts forcefully moving my hips again. Because I just ejaculated, I find that my cock is instantly ready for more. And then... My cock is down to its usual size when I finally pull it out of Ayun. But even after I do, her pussy continues to remain open. Ayun's body quivers, and when it does, the semen that I ejaculated flows out of her.
いいね、いいね。本当にマンコを満タンにするなんて。
Good. You really filled that pussy up to the brim, didn't you? I'm so proud of you, Yamada. So proud. Kurikawa wipes the sweat from my brows as if to congratulate me on a job well done. It tickles and feels kind of nice, but the sight of just how much cum I ejaculated into her makes me regret what I did all over again. Kurikawa? You're the best, Yamada. I got the ultimate revenge on this bitch because of you. Hearing the news that a loser like you ejaculated inside of her is sure to drive her insane. No matter how pretentious she gets from this point on, she'll be forever known as the whore at Yamada Cream Pie. And even if she's like that without knowing, she'll still just come across as a fucking fool. She's a stupid cunt. A stupid cunt. This is the best night ever, and it's all thanks to you, Yamada. She's smiling, but I can't tell if she's praising me or dissing me. I find myself filled with regret and fatigue, but Kurikawa hugs me tightly. Wow. The next morning. Oh my goodness. Well, I was gonna put the not safe for work on this, but I think I'm gonna have to put the not safe for life on this. That's for BitChute, of course. My goodness. Yeah, I have not seen assisted rape before. Like, that's new on me. I'm sure it might happen in these games quite a bit, but it's like, here's my revenge, bitch, you're gonna get raped and have a baby. Like, holy shit, that's all kinds of fucked up. But that's what Dark Week is, and I think this is the best way to kick off Dark Week. Again, guys, Dark Week is only the first week, so if you're not into it, that's cool. Because we only do it the first week of every other month. And of course we'll have other weeks of different eroge. Because there's so many different types. But we always do the dark shit first. Then we get that out of the way. And we'll do other types of eroge that aren't quite so dark and fucked up as this. I've seen some rather fucked up shit. And that is pretty fucked up. So, as always, we don't condone any of this. It is purely entertainment. Hopefully you guys and gals enjoyed that. And we'll see you guys later with more nurses. Probably this week. I might be able to squeeze some more nurses in, but I want to bring some more of the degenerate stuff in. Because, you know, we have a week to do it. And then, of course, we gotta change it up, you know. Gotta change it up all the time. Of course, when October comes, that's a little different. But for right now, yep, it's gonna be pretty rough on you. Alright, so I'm out of here and I'll see you guys next time with more Nope Nope Nurses on Grim Sentai Corner. Stay tuned.